My name is Craig Thompson, and you're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. With the success of last year's Soul Station Review, saxophonist Craig Thompson and friends have continued arranging seminal jazz albums by key musicians. This time around, Craig chose John Coltrane's Coltrane Plays the Blues, an unusual outing for such a groundbreaking composer. How unusual, we'll find out over the course of the next hour, as Craig is joined by Bertie Addington on bass, Tim Hertz on piano, and Mike Treadway on drums. We'll get these blues rolling with an Elvin Jones composition entitled Blues to Elvin. But first, Craig Thompson fills us in on Coltrane.
I think probably one of the reasons why he appealed to me is because he was such a... He was a really shy, introverted guy, and when I found that out, that he was somebody who really wasn't very social, and he didn't really like to talk to people or talk about himself, and he didn't actually have a big ego or anything like that, that I started gravitating to him more.
Okay.
You know, my first encounters with Coltrane were on like Tenor Madness with Sonny Rollins, and playing on things like Milestones with Miles Davis and in his quintet, and I mean, I just loved his playing on those so much. But I was so young at that point and with so little access to good jazz because there wasn't really a formal record store in Kelowna at that point.
Right.
You know, A&B Sound, I guess, but they didn't have much of a jazz selection for the first few years.
No. Either that or Kmart.
Yeah, right. Like, London Drugs actually was the most reliable place to get it. But so I didn't really know that, you know, it was kind of wise in many ways to listen to people chronologically. Right, and so my mom actually went out after she found out that I was into Coltrane, and she found a Coltrane CD at London Drugs, and it was Coltrane Live in Sweden 63-64 with like Eric Dolphy, and they're just going berserk, and apparently on this recording they're like angry at each other or something like that, and it's and I didn't even get halfway through the album before I took it out of my CD player and I put it at the bottom of the stack of my CDs, and I didn't listen to that CD again until like after I'd graduated from university, because I was so shell-shocked by what I heard, because it was so not the Coltrane I knew. He evolved so quickly and so many times. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why we all think of him as such a spectacular musician, is because he reinvented himself numerous times in the space of a decade.